Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I've talked to probably a dozen people out there before the service this morning that I asked them, I said, have you been at these meetings? Are you saved? Are you baptized in the Holy Spirit? And they, no, they hadn't been here. And I said, you need to get the CDs and the DVDs from this meeting and go back over this. And even if you've been at these meetings, I encourage you to please get the CDs and DVDs. They're already recorded of the three previous sessions. This morning will be ready within 10 minutes after the morning session. And I tell you, this is the kind of stuff you need to hear. There are people that have come up to me that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit for 20 years, but they have gotten away from using and flowing in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and it's been like a kick in the pants for them, and it's going to make a difference in your life. And you know what? You don't hear this talked about nearly enough, and so you need to get these kind of materials so that you can remind yourself and keep yourself stirred up. If you don't keep yourself stirred up, you're going to settle to the bottom. Amen? And so you need to be stirred up. And I tell you, I think that these messages have been good to stir people up and just remind us about the things that the Holy Spirit has been doing. So basically, I've been speaking on the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I've been talking about how that when we receive the Holy Spirit, you know, I still feel like I haven't said this as clearly as I feel it on the inside. I wished I had better ways to express this and get it across. But when you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have received the power of God. You don't need more power. You don't need anything else. Once you get saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit, you've got everything that it takes to succeed. All you need then is the knowledge to be able to release, to use what you've already got. And yet the average Christian is constantly feeling like they are looking for something else. They're looking for something. Every time they hear a report of the Holy Spirit being poured out over here, they're going over there trying to get more. Now, I'm not against us recognizing that God is moving in a special way in a certain place and to go and receive. And I'm not against that. But I'm saying that this attitude of constantly feeling like, oh, there's so much more and I've got to go get something more, is detrimental to your Christian life. I remember Kenneth Copeland one time saying that he was praying and saying, God, I need to see more. I need more power, more in my meetings. And he started praying, and every December, I think it is, he fasted and asked God for wisdom about the year. And anyway, he was fasting and kind of pressing on God about, I need more power, more power. And finally he said, the Lord spoke to him. He says, Kenneth, where am I going to go to get any more power? I've already given you the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, Ephesians chapter 1. Where am I going to get any more power? I've given you the Holy Spirit. And I said that you would receive power after the Holy Ghost. You know, the truth is we don't need more power. What we need to do is recognize what we have and begin to use it. And I'm telling you that if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Holy Spirit that accompany that, then we're going to give you an opportunity to receive that today. But if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you have the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That ought to be enough for your hangnail. That ought to be enough for cancer. That ought to be enough for depression. That ought to be enough for anything that you're dealing with. Brothers and sisters, we don't need more. What we need is to fully recognize what we have. In Philemon chapter 1, verse 6, Paul was praying a prayer for Philemon, and he said, I pray that the communication of your faith might become effectual. The word effectual means begin to work by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. It's all about acknowledging what you've got. And yet the average Christian, it's not acknowledging. They are begging God for more. You know, I really do not want to get off the subject, but I want to make this point. And so I'm going to say this briefly in the name of Jesus and get back to my point. But Most Christians are praying, oh God, I know faith works, I just don't have any. God, increase my faith. Jesus' disciples in the 17th chapter of the book of John asked Jesus to increase their faith. And he told them, he says, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could say unto this sycamine tree, be plucked up by the roots and be planted into the sea, and it would obey you. Nothing's impossible unto you. Jesus responded to their request, forgive us more faith, basically by saying, you don't need more faith. This much faith is enough to do something that is absolutely, totally impossible. And he said that three different times, talking about a sycamore tree, a mountain, and different things over in Mark chapter 11. You don't need more faith. The Bible teaches that every man has been given the measure of faith. Romans chapter 12, verse 3, the last phrase there. According as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. There aren't different measures of faith. Some people don't have big faith and other people little faith. Some people use more faith than others. But once you get born again, you were given the faith of the Son of God. That's what it says, Romans 12, 3. Every man has been given the measure of faith. You know, if I was serving soup in a soup line and if you were coming by and if I had a ladle that I was using to dish that soup out, then everybody who came by would get the measure because I was only using one measure. But if I used a ladle for some people and then a teaspoon for others and a tablespoon for others and an eyedropper for somebody else, and you know, if I had different measures, then people would get different amounts. But if you only have one measure, that means everybody gets the same amount. It, Scripture says God dealt to everyone in here the measure of faith. Every one of you have the same faith that raised Jesus from the dead. Somebody said, oh, I don't. Well, Peter said over in 2 Peter chapter 1, Simon Peter, an apostle to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of our Savior Jesus Christ. He wrote 2 Peter to those who had like precious faith. And in the Greek, that word is talking about identical faith. If you say, well, I don't have the faith that Peter had so that his shadow walked by and healed people, raised Dorcas from the dead, walked on water, I don't have that much faith. Well, if you don't have it, then tear 2 Peter out of your Bible because it's written to people who have like precious faith. If you don't have that like precious faith, then 2 Peter isn't for you. That usually goes over about like that. No, in your spirit, you have the faith of God. Paul said in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, he says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He didn't say by faith in the Son of God. Now, some of you probably have the reverse standard version, and it does say faith in the Son of God. But the real King James, the one that Jesus and his disciples spoke, it says that he lived by the faith of the Son of God. If he was using the faith of Jesus, and if there is only one measure, we have all been dealt the measure of faith, then you have exactly as much faith as Jesus had, as Paul had. You do not have a faith problem. You got a knowledge problem. You don't know what you have. And again, I go back to that scripture. It says that the communication of your faith becomes effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. We do not have a problem with not having power and ability. The problem is we don't know what we have. My people are perishing for a lack of knowledge. And what I've been trying to do through this series is to say that if you have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then you have the same power that caused David to go out and kill Goliath and rise up and do things that were superhuman. You have the same power that operated through Moses when he called down all of these plagues and parted the Red Sea. You have the same power. That wasn't Moses that did that. That wasn't his natural ability. That wasn't that man who did all these supernatural things. It was the anointing of God on him. And if you have the Holy Spirit, there aren't different Holy Spirits. It's not like you have a puny Holy Spirit, whereas Moses had a powerful Holy Spirit and Paul had an awesome Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit on the inside of you is capable of doing anything that he did through Moses, through David, through Paul, through Peter. You have the same power. And yet Christians all of the time are just approaching their situation as, oh God, I'm powerless. Oh God, I need help. God, would you do something? You know, if God could be confused, I think God would be confused. When His people are saying, oh God, we need more power. Oh God, would you move? Oh God, would you? We're begging God constantly to do something. And yet the Lord has already moved. And if you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have all of the power that God has.
Amen.
You don't have a power problem. You have a knowledge problem. As a matter of fact, I was using 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1, where he says, Simon Peter, an apostle to them who have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Notice it came through what Jesus did for you, not through your own power. In verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Knowledge is how grace and peace is multiplied. It's not that you don't have it. It's just you don't know what you have. So it's as you understand more, grace and peace increases. And yet the average person is praying for God to give them peace. That's not how it comes. Then the third verse says, according as His divine power, divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who hath called us to glory and virtue. All things. Did you know if you need to be healed, that would fall into the category of an all thing? If you need to be healed, all things. Healing comes through the knowledge of Him that has called you to glory and virtue. If you need joy in your life, that's one of those all things. It means that you don't have the right knowledge. You aren't focused on what God is doing. You're focused on what the devil is doing. You're focused on something negative instead of something positive.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who are partners with us and helping us to get the gospel truth out. You know, we now reach over 60 million homes in the U.S. and 160 million homes outside of the U.S. And I tell you, I'm excited. People's lives are being changed. But there's much more to do, and those of you who have benefited from this program and yet have never become a regular partner with us, I'd like to ask you to pray about doing so. There are millions and millions of people that we need to reach with this gospel truth, and we can't do it without you. So I ask you to pray about it, and then as God directs you, become a regular partner with Andrew Womack Ministries.